to get away, but now you're stuck. And there's no way out. You wanted to succeed, but hit the wall. They won't get over it. You tried to get away, but now you're stuck. And there's no way out. You wanted to succeed, but hit the wall.
Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative music, which I hope you're going to enjoy tonight. I've got quite an interesting mix sat in my record bag for you tonight. And I'm also going to be doing the usual thing where I'll run down gigs, clubs, events and all that kind of stuff coming up in the local area. And it's going to be slightly skewed by the fact that I'm really, really, really looking forward to getting down to Resistance, which is, if you're not aware, a very big festival in Sheffield this coming weekend. So I'll chat more about the bands who are about to play that this weekend. One of the bands who are about to play it is Mind in a Box, and I just so happen to have a new release by Mind in a Box in my record pack. So I figured I'd just continue with the show like that. This is Cause and Effect. The Club Mix from the Revelation Club Mixes EP, the remix EP of their recent album. So here goes, see you in a bit. We'll be right back. You heard there the lovely local band Zeitgeist Zero with United in Black, which is a track from their forthcoming EP, the Blackout EP, which has got a launch party coming up for it this very coming weekend. Now, I'll go down to the details of that after a couple more songs when I run down all the other gigs, clubs and things like that going on in the local area. But yes, great stuff coming from them. That's a very nice EP. I've been lucky enough to have my hands on it for the last week or so, and there's a lot of really great tracks on it, so it's well worth getting your hands on if you like that kind of thing. And before that, we had an interesting track from Garbage. When I say interesting, I really quite like that, but it's certainly more pop rock than kind of heavy guitar-y, industrial-y stuff that I normally play on the show. But I've got to say, I'm a big fan. They're one of them bands that is just ooze quality, and they've been off the band circuit for a while now. And hold on a second. and they're just coming back with a new album. Now, there's some details about this that have been leaked online now. If you go onto YouTube and search for Garbage, you will find that various tracks from this forthcoming album are available to play as YouTube videos. So it's well worth checking that out. Also, following Garbage on Facebook is well worth checking out. They've already got some dates planned for a bit of a tour, one of which in the UK is already sold out. There's a London gig that's already sold out. However, there's another little mini tour coming up in about July time, and the closest they're playing to good old Yorkshire seems to be Manchester, so I'm very, very tempted to get over to Manchester Academy on July the 3rd, because that's when Garbage are due. I'm going to listen out for a few more tracks from this forthcoming album, but it's sounding like that new material is definitely on form for Garbage, and as I say, I'm quite a fan, so well worth getting along to see. And before we play Garbage, did I say what that track was called? That was Blood for Poppies from the forthcoming album Not Your Kind of People. And before that, I played Mind in a Box. Now, they've recently released the Revelations album, which seems to be getting a very, very warm reception with most fans. And that's the Cause and Effects Club Mix from the Revelations Club Mixes EP that's just been recently released. And it's kind of nice. I wouldn't say it's really oontsy, you know, dance clubby type thing, but it's everything seems more polished, more properly mixed than kind of club mix to me. I'm not sure if that actually makes any sense, but it does in my own head. So a nice little polished set of remixes from them, of them. Great stuff there. And news. I was going to run down the news in this segment. Assemblage 23 have got a forthcoming album called Bruise. Now, this is currently being put into production, like mastering and things like that. So I don't think it's going to come out in the next month or so. However, if you go to waveformless.com, that is a blog run by Tom Shear, the main guy behind Assemblage 23, and he's been putting up preview clips of tracks from Bruise at the rate of two a day, so I think they're mostly out now. So get on over there if you want to hear like minute and a half clips of most of the tracks from Bruise. It's lovely to be able to hear. Now, it's sounding pretty much on form for an Assemblage 23 track, very polished studio stuff. But I'll let you get over there and make your own mind up so far. There isn't anything to download yet, so there's not been anything I can actually play for you on the show. But if you're on the line, you can go and have a listen for yourself. Oh, what else have we got? Angel Spit have released a free download. Now, we all like free downloads on this show, but it's also nice to make sure you're not breaking any rules and laws, and it's great when the bands give away free stuff. And they have done. They had a remix competition where people entered the ability to remix a track of theirs called Defibrillator. And they said they got loads of really high-quality entries, and they've released 11 of these entries as a free download EP called Sweet Chemical Boy. So if you get on over to Angel Spit's website, I think it's angelspit.net, get on over to that and grab yourself a copy of that. I'll be playing a track from that later in the show, hopefully, as long as I don't run out of time, which has been known, but I'll try to squeeze that one in, along with lots of other stuff. That's another thing. I opened the show with Essence of Mind. Now, that is a track from a forthcoming release of theirs, so I went on over to their record label's website to try and find details of that and couldn't. However, I could find that they've released an EP last week. At the start of April, they released In the Night, Digital Only EP. So I don't actually have any tracks from In the Night, but I have the track I played at the start of the show, which is from a new release of theirs at some point in the future. So I'm not quite sure exactly why it is, but I assume they've just kind of got two or three EPs on the way, maybe, you know, setting the groundwork for an album soon. No idea. We'll have to wait and see on that one, but clearly things just get confusing in the world of record labels. They're certainly not making it hugely clear to me at the moment, so hopefully that will become clear in the future. Also, the same record label has got Komar Commando on, who has also released a remix EP called Boomshika. And that also got released on April 1st, and it's also a digital-only download. And it's also a couple of things I haven't actually got my hands on yet. So, well worth checking out, I think, if you're fans. I'll hold back on those for a few moments and work out whether I want to actually part with my money for those yet. But I may do at some point, and if so, I'll probably play them to you. Right, what else has been announced? The full lineup for Infest has been announced. I think I missed it on my previous show, but it's the full lineup has now been announced, and it is as follows: KMFDN, The Clinic, A Split Second, Necrofacility, Solitary Experiments, Vintercalte, Dirty K, Space Boy, System FX, Blitz Machine, Tenek, Suono, Geist Form, Suicide Commando, Resist, and Absurd Minds. A number of names there that you'll be familiar with if you've listened to this show for any amount of time. A handful of names there I've no idea about, so I do need to actually start looking into some of these bands. Hopefully, yeah, I'll be covering some of that on the way up to Infest, but that's a good few months away yet. But there you go, we have a now definitive list. Oh, and also this week I noticed Be My Enemy have announced an EP called This Is Not the New Wave. Now, their recent album, This Is the New Wave, was released a few months ago, and I gave that a really good review. I really did like that. So I'm really looking forward to getting my hands on This Is Not the New Wave, which appears to be a remix album of it. It's now available for download from Deathwatch Asia Records as a digital download, but what I'm hoping is the fact that this coming weekend at the Resistance Festival in Sheffield, it's sponsored by Deathwatch Asia, and there's usually a Deathwatch Asia record store. So what I'm doing is I'm holding off until this weekend to see if I can grab a physical copy of that album, because I'm a kind of nerdy person like that. I do like to have physical copies of things, not just the digital files. Digital files are incredibly convenient. It's just nice to sometimes have, like, the actual packaging. Yes, I know. You've probably met record music nerds like me before. Yes, we exist, and we do like the actual physical thing, even if it fills up rooms of our houses. Right, that's about it for the news for the moment. So I'm going to continue with the tunes. Now, one piece of a release that all did actually fall through my door this week. Well, it's not really falling through my door. It's part of the argument about digital distribution versus physical. I've ordered a physical CD from Everything Goes Cold, the Tyrant's Son EP. And while this, I believe, has been printed and shipped, it hasn't quite got to me yet, so it's kind of in that ether of being shipped from the other side of the world. However, when it got shipped, I got given the URL to download some extra tracks. Now, it seems like there was a handful of remixes done on an EP under the name of... Hang on, let me just grab it. He says, turning away from the mic in a really unprofessional way, from the San Frandustrial bonus tracks. Now, knowing that they're based in the San Francisco area, that's just kind of presumably their good mates. However, it does mean I've got hold of those and can play you a track off that portion of the Tyrant's Son EP, but not the rest of it, and you'll probably hear some stuff off the rest of the Tyrant's Son EP when the post gets around to dropping this through my door. Hopefully this will be the Iron Fist of Just Destruction remixed by Grindout, the Grindout remix by Slave Unit.
see that pestilence grows, and this is destruction. We'll be right back.
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. And what did you hear there? You heard Detroit Diesel with Lost Signal, the Freak Angel remix from Advanced Electronics Volume 8. Before that, we had Control Collapse with a track called The Same. A band I wouldn't mind seeing, but they don't seem to have got to the UK yet. Same can be said for Everything Goes Cold, who I played before that with the Iron Fist of Just Destruction Grind Out by Slave Unit remix from the Tyrant Sun EP, the Frandustrial remixes, extra bits. All great noisy stuff. I'd love to see most of them somewhere or other. However, I am going to see one of them very, very soon, but I'll get down to that in a second. We have gigs and clubs coming up, and I promised you earlier in the show that I would mention the details of the Zeitgeist Zero EP launch party, and that is happening this coming Saturday the 7th of April. It's Flock Live with the Zeitgeist Zero launch party there at the library in Leeds. The doors are 7:30 p.m. and the first band is on at 8 with support from Alice Moving Under Skies. The gig will cost you £4 in advance, probably a little bit more on the door, and give you free entry to the Flock Club Night that follows afterwards. The Flock Club Night runs from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. and costs £4 in before midnight if you haven't done the gig bit. More information can always be found at www.sheepish.net for that. And on Sunday, the 8th of April, there is a Phono reunion at The Wire in Leeds. Now, this is, you don't officially have to have ever been to a Phono, but if you just enjoy the nights that got played there and the kind of music, then they're a great little night to get along to. It starts at 10 p.m. and runs till late. Now, you can probably stay out as late as you want that night if you're working, of working kind of sensibilities, because that's going to be a bank holiday Monday after it, so you don't have to be at work the following day straight away, or most of you won't have to be. So that will be lots of good fun if you're not doing the other thing in Sheffield. So Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 8th at the Corporation in Sheffield is the Resistance Festival, which I have whittled on about for ages. There are such bands as Memmaker, Be My Enemy, ESA, Soman, Frozen Plasma, Nakmar and Grendel on the Saturday. And on the Sunday, Surgeon, Detroit Diesel, FGFC 820, Waste, Straftans, Ultraviolence, Mind the Box and Icon of Coil. I think that is a stunningly strong lineup. It's got a huge amount of band I want to see. It could just be a fantastic day and 2 days. And considering how well Resistance Festival went down last year, I think it's on track to do again this year, have a good turnout and a good reviews. So I will be wittering about that as I come back. Hopefully I'll pick up the Be My Enemy EP that's just been released, and maybe stuff by some of the other bands as well that I don't already have. So we'll wait and see on that one. But if you're not getting to those, well, even if you are, bands I've played on the show before, Cold in Berlin and Berlin Black, are playing the Duchess in York. There is tickets available or information available at the duchessyork.co.uk website. And that's on Tuesday the 10th of April. Tickets in advance cost £4.50 or £6 on the door. Two great bands there. If I'm not really, really broken by the Resistance Festival, I might try and get along to that as well, because they're both very good bands. Following that, it's quite a busy month for gigs. Following that, on Sunday the 15th of April, there is the Lucifer Lounge. Second Sunday of the month, Bar Santiago's upstairs in Leeds. Free entry, Dark Tunes, 7 p.m. till 8. So I've been to one of those, and it was quite good fun. Well worth getting along to. If you fancy kind of a more social night than some of the really loud thumping nights you can't really chat to people at, it could work for you. It's that kind of thing. What else have we got? On Friday the 20th of April, we have the Final Integration upstairs at Santiago's in Leeds again. This is the Integration, the industrial punk club night that's run on and off for a few years, and it's calling it the final one, so I assume it's not happening anymore. Now, it's just returned for 3 months, so I assume it's just come back for 3 months to see what things were like. So, yeah, maybe they're calling it a day after these three. Well, that's certainly the implication. As usual, there's live music from Action Direct and another band called Null White, who I've never heard of, but maybe good. Well, if you get along, you can check them out, because doors are 8 p.m, live music till 10, and club night until late. Live music until 10. I said until 10, didn't I? No, live music from 10, because you've got the bands from 8 till 10 bands. 10 till late club night. And it only costs £3 in, and I found all that information from a Facebook event. So if you want more details, get onto Facebook and search for Integration or Final Integration. And Saturday, the 21st of April, is the Wendy House, the big alternative dark party at Leeds Uni Student Union, which costs £5 on the door and runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. And more information can be found at www.thewendyhouse.org for that one. So lots of stuff going on in April, keeping us very, very, very busy. I promised a little bit earlier in the show I would try and play a track from the Angel Spit free download EP, Sweet Chemical Boy, which is a remix CD of tracks called Defibrillator from their recent album. And I'm going to do that just now. This is an Empty Set remix of Defibrillator. Enjoy.
Connected by blood.
That was ESA with Bloodies Merged from the Kinetic Festival Volume 4 CD, which is really very stomping and great. And we'll be able to see more of him at the weekend at the Resistance Festival down in Sheffield, which I'm quite excited about. And before that, we had Angel Spit with Defibrillator, the Empty Set remix from the Sweet Chemical Boy free EP download thing. Available from their website. Go over to Angel Spit on it and you will find all the details. Now, usually I either rush and run out of time or get really confused in the show, but I think I've timed this one pretty perfectly because there's a track I want to play that's just about going to fit in with the amount of time I've got left. Now, this is a track by someone called Javelin, which is the new project from the ex-Ashbury Heights original vocalist Yasmin Hulhin. When she left Ashbury Heights before their final album with a different vocalist, she was the main female singer in Ashbury Heights. Now, Ashbury Heights has since then kind of disbanded after having some kind of argument with their record label, bizarrely in public. But since Yasmin is now doing the Javelin project, there has appeared on the internet a remix of one of her tracks by Ashbury Heights. So it involves the other chap from Ashbury Heights as well, which kind of implies it's a reunion of Ashbury Heights. Well, it's certainly got the original two members being involved, at least, which is as close as we're going to get. Now, whether there's anything else on the cards, it's probably, you know, just rumour, supposition, and just guesswork at the moment. I doubt there is, to be honest, but you never know. But I really wanted to play this because it kind of gives you that feel of the kind of poppy electronic stuff Ashbury Heights had, and the way their two voices just mashed together was brilliant. So I'm going to play you this track. It's called Wannabe. It's the Ashbury Heights Wonderland Funhouse remix, and it's my last track tonight, so I will say good night. Thank you for tuning in. I'll be back in a fortnight's time with more rambling and probably some random stories from Resistance Festival, and we'll see where we go from there. So good night and see you in a fortnight.
on TV. I want it, I feel it, come kill me on TV.
On TV.